On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Fabian Fanboy, we are live at Real Groovy Records for Breakfast Club. Where are you?
I'm sitting in my bedroom in West Hollywood, California. Just hanging out at Paul's Boutique for a few minutes. Very nice.
Just in a towel? Just hanging in a towel? LA style?
Yeah, I just got out of the shower. I've got a robe on and a towel. It's all hanging loose.
You know, if you're happy, I'm happy. Hey, tell us about the movies. What's going on? What's going on in the wonderful world of entertainment in Hollywood?
The big stuff coming out this week in New Zealand, the first one I want to mention is An Inconvenient Sequel, Truth to Power, Al Gore's sequel to An Inconvenient Truth, which came out in 2007, which is quite a long time ago. And the fact that he had to make a sequel kind of suggests what the sequel is about, which is that the message is still not getting through.
We've made great strides. It's kind of embarrassing, isn't it?
The film he admits some failings, but there's also some positive steps being taken and there's forward movement, and it's not all doom and gloom, but it is mostly doom and gloom.
How's that been? That was on at the film festival over here, wasn't it?
No, it's just opened. They've been having preview screenings of that this week, I believe. It's a corker, though, and you don't have to have seen the original, which I am embarrassingly hadn't.
All.
But the sequel's great.
They
start by saying previously on planet Earth, and then there's the temperature rising, and No, it's an interesting film. It's a bit closer to, you know, Homework than your average Die Hard movie, but it's still
a fun watch.
And no, it's not boring. And Al
does
Gore
it stimulate conversation?
It's a little bit worked up.
Is it sort of thing that you carry into a party or a gathering the next day and say, "Hey, I saw this movie, you know," and la 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 ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba, that sort of thing?
I feel like we're a bit past that part of the climate change argument. It's more kind of like, oh man,
did you see how
rooted we all are?
Yeah. But that's fatalist, isn't it? Come on. We need to form groups and committees.
Yeah, film is highlighting, though, is that everyone is aware of the problem, but we're just not doing anything about it or enough about it. And
yeah,
so
the embarrassing
conversations are happening, and then we're all kind of like, And yeah, it is embarrassing. Imagine if some aliens are watching us, and they're like, boy, they really don't know what they're doing down on that green planet.
It wouldn't be the first time they thought that.
No, that's true. But you know, it's worth a watch, and got me riled up. So definitely worth going to see. The other big film coming out.
All right, Mr. Talk the Talk. What is one thing that you've changed in your setup to help save this planet?
Well, I recycle like a mofo.
That'll do. That's good.
I'm doing all sorts of stuff. I mean, I'm not saying
I believe that you are.
I'm not judging anyone here.
No, don't ask me the same question. Anyway, so what's coming up now? What else have you got there?
Well, there's a film out this week in New Zealand called American Maid, starring Tom Cruise. It's a true story about a pilot who was running drugs for the CIA in the 80s.
I don't know if I'm quite happy with Tom Cruise doing a drug-running story. I don't know if I'm happy with that at all.
Yeah, well, what's weird about this film is it's not out in America for another month. So I haven't seen it. Have you seen it? What's it like?
No, but I'm familiar with the story of the dude, you know, the dude who sort of carried all the baggage for Pablo Escobar, pretty much, and like huge, huge, ridiculous amounts of drugs and money.
Do you know whether we're a test audience quite a lot in that way, Fabian? Do we get things every now and again if they want to use us as a testing ground?
In this case, I don't think it's so much a test audience. It's just the vagaries of international film distribution now. Like, it's all locked.
That's the vagaries of international film distribution.
Where that film's It's just more of a global market now, and it's no longer, we no longer wait to see how things do in America to determine what happens everywhere else. We just kind of, we know our own markets, and a film like Tom Cruise probably doesn't, a film starring Tom Cruise probably doesn't need a huge amount of, you know, market testing to see if people will be aware of it or into it. But it is kind of weird that it's out that much earlier in New Zealand.
It's an unusual. I'm right though. It's a departure for him to do a story like that, isn't it?
For Tom Cruise, yeah. It's a little bit out of his warehouse. Yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see it. It's Doug Liman, who directed Edge of Tomorrow, who's known to be a difficult director, but he always makes good films.
Edge of Tomorrow. You said? Oh, I thought you said Edge of Tomorrow. Edge of Tomorrow, yeah, it's your accent, I think.
Which was a fantastic Tom Cruise film. And,
with my cardboard glasses. And I kind of got a kick out of that, to be honest.
What did you see, sorry?
Edge of Tomorrow with the 3D glasses, you know, the Google cardboard.
Yeah. I thought you were mentioning
VR's the future.
Terminator 2 is in cinemas this week in a 3D version, which I'm super excited to see. That's hitting New Zealand before it hits America, too, strange, funnily enough. But that's like the greatest action movie ever made, and I am excited to see that in 3D. So,
good monster in that one. Good villain. When he turns into the Mercury.
The T-1000, absolutely. Yeah, did you hear that news that came out about the T-1000 this week?
No, not the AI news.
No, the casting news.
No,
is that what you
just
mean,
the
Fabian?
Fact that they were gonna. It was originally gonna be Billy Idol until he got into a motorcycle accident, and he couldn't play the role. Can you imagine Terminator 2 with Billy Idol? It's not that hard to picture the frosted tips.
Be a good
that.
Sneer.
Yeah.
Great sneer.
I love Billy Idol, and I think that he's vastly underrated, and I think he could be the next president of the United States of America, to be honest. But he, I don't know if he would. Part of the Terminator 2 winning factor is the fact that the guy is really sort of clipped and tidy and straight, isn't he? Who's the guy that played him?
Yeah. But he was also very insectoid, and I think Billy Idol is quite
very
insectoid naturally. Yeah, I think that could have worked.
Who's another actor who you think who you consider insectoid?
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, definitely.
Kind of a praying mantis thing happening.
Yeah, some sort of an old cricket. William Dafoe?
Pardon me?
William Dafoe? No?
William Dafoe, Dafoe looks like...
Sigourney Weaver?
Cross of a stick insect and some kind of pug.
you're right.
Like
let's not be rude about that, though.
No, he's great. I still want to look at him.
It's like David Seymour from ACT looks like a smug dolphin.
Oh, leave the dolphins alone.
No, he's swearing now as well. Dirty gutter mouth. Hey, Fabian,
he does have a slight dolphin thing happening, doesn't he?
Oh, dude, do a Google search of dolphins, smug dolphins, and then put up every photo of David Seymour from ACT, and he looks just like, he's got the eyes and the little...
Except he doesn't rub himself on horror for sexual pleasure.
Oh, perhaps. Oh, so Steve Newell just ran up with a book here at Real Groovy. He says, how many? Five very good reasons to punch a dolphin in the mouth. That's not a book I've read, Steve. You might review that for us later on. Anything else before we head off? And leave you to your Hollywood?
That's all I have to say this week. I hope everything's going well down at Real Groovy.
I just want to say two words to you, Martin Scorsese. That's what I want to say.
Oh, the Joker film? How weird is that?
I didn't know anything about it. I just needed to... I just wanted to say those two words and see what you came up with. The Joker film, what are you talking about?
I don't know anything about Martin Scorsese. He's producing a film about the Joker's early years, and it's apparently going to be set in the New York of Taxi Driver / Mean Streets, like Martin Scorsese's gritty New York.
Like the Muppet Babies?
But with... yeah, pretty much. And
like Muppet, have you ever seen
story.
A cartoon called Uncle Grandpa?
Yes.
No, you have seen that? There's a baby Uncle Grandpa, one of the best episodes of the whole thing ever. Yeah. Good morning.
You're not. You know,
that's exciting.
That.
When's that happening? Right? Martin Scorsese's doing that. He's got the, he's been infected by the Joker disease, hasn't he?
He's just producing it, but yeah, his name's on it. It's weird. I don't get it. It's a brave new world. Martin Scorsese's making superhero films. What next?
As I read somewhere the other day, somebody was exulting just, wow, I can't believe that 2017 has, still has so much gas in the tank. A lot of things happening this year. A lot of unusual things.
In regards to what?
Oh, just everything.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Just everything across the board. This year is only not even halfway through. Anyway, we've got to go. We've got to go now, man. We can't just leave you sitting there in your robe and you might catch the chill. Probably won't, but, you know. You must be going for a spray tan.
I think we're two-thirds of the way through.
Are we?
So we are past halfway, yeah. Just to
yeah. Oh, anyway, see you later. Thanks very much, Fabian. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Mike. Bye.
Yeah. Fabian Fanboy.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.